Dude, I had that battle I was telling you about on the drive here. What do you think of that?
Yeah, man.
That's a
quite
tough
the
one.
situation.
All right. So I'll explain it. She's a nice lady. Okani's lady was with us. One of the turds women.
She's got a new flame.
She's got a nice flame going. And the drive back, they dropped me off here in Mechanicsburg and then kept going to Philly. She sat shotgun and they put me in the back.
That's fucked up.
What's the rules on this?
So
now if they were like together for a long time, I don't know if they were married, it changes.
Yeah. I mean, your bae should take
back. Bae needs to bae's need to demand a backseat.
Exactly.
That's just women's rules.
It's hot, dude. That's hot to me.
I was thinking about it in the car while we were driving. I was like, damn, my ex used to make you sit in the front.
Yeah, I remember.
It's a role. It's what the bae needs. That's just a good hometown Central PA bae, though.
Yeah.
Central PA girls know the rules. We got this uppity city chick sitting shotgun. I'm in the back?
Yeah, I mean, just from a fucking, like, tactical perspective, you should be shotgun in case anything pops off.
I need out.
You need to honor
what it's named for.
Exactly. They should honor that.
They should honor the American tradition of sitting shotgun.
Well, what was the rental situation?
The rental situation was a different car. That wasn't ours. So we drove up in that was Kyla, Sonia, and Beezer.
Didn't you supply the house?
I paid for it. Yeah, everything.
That's shotgun, bro.
I mean, that's shotgun.
That's shotgun.
It was enough that O'Connor felt shame for his family, dude. It was very.
Really? Felt dishonor?
He felt this very dishonor beer for what he is. And he offered me the keys to drive in front of her.
That's a good out.
That's immediately puts her in the back.
I mean, if he, oh yeah, kind of indirect though. If he had been like, "Yo, let me, you know, hop in
no,
the back,"
he,
there. She would have loved it, dude. If he had relegated her to the back, I'm like, "Yo, back seat's a little more roomier, babe. Help it, go stretch out back there."
This is a new. I don't know. It's a tough one. This is a new relationship. You gotta get her in the back there.
I mean, dude.
Now this put me into a – so this was this morning when we had to pack and leave.
Yeah.
For some reason, Airbnbs, you always have to leave at 10 a.m.
It's kind of jacked
up. Hate this. It's a ridiculous rule. But had to pack and all that stuff. So I was awake at 9 a.m. I was not excited, Matt. That's too early.
Oh, man.
I was a cranky man already.
You're already having a tough time.
Well, thankfully, I planned ahead and only – I went to bed at like 2, totally sober. Had a nice night.
There you
go. But – I saw her put her book bag in a shotgun while we were like bringing stuff out to the car. And I, for the next 20 minutes while packing, I was livid.
Did you move it?
I should have fucking put it in the back.
Oh, I'll get this in the back for you. It's got an, or you should, dude, that's a sick move of like, I it just took me back to like going to like the mountains and stuff with my family when you're packing and like somebody just like 5 minutes left to pack and just honkers down
is in
the front
seat,
seat
a window
like,
seat.
What are you doing? Dude. We're not done packing yet. I was like, shut up, grab the bags. That would have been the move if you had just been.
It was a good move. I'll give her that. She claimed it, and I had to come to terms with. It was a real tormented. It's confusing because a part of me is like I should be sitting there, and then the other part of me was like, you're an adult.
Yeah,
this isn't. It's weird for you to be upset about who's sitting where.
Where did you end up?
So I was
sitting
grappling with those two. I sat directly behind her and just fucking.
Any kind of seat? Do you give her any? Seat
I
pressure?
Need the fucking dude. Are you did kidding you? Me? It was like when someone reclines on a train or an airplane. I was fucking the whole time. I was like, acting like it hurt my knees.
You should have gave her like a double head, just a double energizer, just fucking right to her temples, dude.
Hit her with the Frankenstein charge, dude. Yeah,
like, just like a mafia hitman from behind, just fucking.
Yeah, I was
a double donkey, dude. Just
Damn, that would be fucking. If I like actually double slapped the sides of her ears, if I fucking punched her ears. And just spazzed. I was just like, you fucking sit in the front.
Stop the car. Let me out. They called him half an hour later, like, guys, come get me. This is ridiculous.
I don't know, though. I think I'm right on this.
I mean, it's a That's a tough. I mean, again, I think the only thing you can do, only thing O'Connor can do, is feel ashamed, just shaming that.
He did.
He ashamed. Looked, it's just kind of like, damn, this is wrong.
This he is wrong. Saw me see her put her book bag in the front seat and heard me laugh, and he was like,
"Fuck, fuck, fuck!" I'd be bugging. I'd hate to be in that position.
That's a tough one, because, and she's, you know, she's nice and smart enough. Like, if you were like sit in the back, she'd be like, "What are you fucking?" 12?
I mean, like, are you?
What, she'd be like, 11? "Are you sexist?"
Like, what are you, 11? Like, come on, get in the back.
She'd hit you with the sexism.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I am. Get in the back.
This is one of the last true American sexisms we are allowed to still have. Women sit in the back when there's men. That's just how it goes, dude.
I mean, I just
think... Rosa Parks me. She Rosa Parks me hard.
Really?
Yeah, she sat in the front. I was in the back. I was like, I should be up there.
That's true.
I was like, you need to get up.
Wait, who's Rosa? I'm trying to decipher who's Rosa Parks in this scenario right now.
She's Rosa Parks. She sat in the front.
I thought you were saying you were.
No, I was an angry white.
You're an angry white.
I was an angry white down there, just like, what's she fucking doing up there? This is defying societal roles.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so that was all day. That was, and then, you know, O'Connor's car is a piece of shit that has no, like, the audio is destroyed. You can only listen to the radio.
How's Bay? How'd Bay deal with that?
She had some questions early on about the sound system.
Oh, it's gonna be fixed, bro. That's gonna be in the. It's in the shop right now. It's in the shop as we speak, dude.
No, but she's a good Bay. I don't want to shit on her here, but that was.
Of course not, dude. But
you know what I mean. That's something we got to nip
tough
in the
call.
Bud.
That's a tough call. I mean, all you can do is knee the seat the whole time, making the most uncomfortable ride.
I knee the seat for longer than I should have.
Did you
for
really?
A while, and then I realized I don't think it was doing anything. Yeah, my knee actually started to hurt.
You were giving her knee to the seat.
Yes, I was doing that.
Did she say anything?
Didn't say a word. Dude, it was there's no way she even knew that there was a battle going on, but there was a wild battle. I was fucking furious, dude.
Oh my god!
And then we spent a good like 45 minutes of me talking about how sick Trump was, and both of them.
So you're doing a psyop, dude. You're doing a full psyop.
I was getting after whatever I could to try to fight front the people in the front. Ow. Poked my eye. Yeah, dude. I was back there like, yeah, because I was just.
Sorry. I'm just thinking of like the last knee to the back and being like, ah, shit, and sitting and being like, I think Trump's handling coronavirus pretty good.
Just that 1 minute break of like, all right. What's next?
Time, so nobody.
My phone died this morning. I went. That was another thing that added to the front seat dilemma. I was no phone.
Oh.
I was just a 4.5 hour drive. No phone. It was war mode.
How'd you feel?
Absolute war. Oh. There's nothing I could do. I couldn't look at hot girls.
You should ask to borrow.
Can I look at pretty phone? Girls? Yeah. Can I use your phone and log into Instagram? Just surf, surf Instagram. Would you say Bay forcing me to sit in the back seat was kind of the beginning of the unraveling?
No, no,
that was junk, dude.
I was layers deep into the madness at that point, where it's just like, yo, there is.
I was like, what's that movie, Falling Down? You're like Michael. That was like just one fly on your windshield.
Oh my, dude, that was like, I'm trying.
That was big for me. That was a big fly for me, dude. That was a huge issue.
I mean, you had decided early on that that mayhem was the order of the day. I mean, as soon as she showed up, it was like. It's classic. Let's see if we can fuck O'Connor's world up. And then, so that's
how you took it.
Yeah. Yeah. You
oh, right, he went and did, he went from great friend to immediate new God. Boyfriend mode. Like,
I just not. Like,
me and her are going to go hang out. We're going to go on the boat. You guys just left his old friend in the dust.
There's not a single time I think I went out on that boat that I didn't
immediately
invite everyone
in the
house.
Day one, I was like, all right, nobody go to the grocery store. We'll put a list together. We'll all go. Day one, Chris and Bay immediately go to the grocery store without telling anybody.
No, that's not true. I texted Shane. I was like, do you want to go to the grocery store? And then an hour later, I hadn't heard anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this was the first time Chris had woken up before 2 p.m. on the entire trip and was really shoving it in everyone's ass.
As you do.
Good move. Was 11:30.
Yeah, thanks for the solidarity, man. It was 11:30. Good to see solidarity. This is Matt and Chris's podcast, dude. I'll just hang out. I'll be a guest.
I knew that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah,
Shane's looking directly at me through the webcam.
I'm furious, dude. You think I'm happy? I'm fucking ticked.
Why are you ticked, man? You made it happen. What are you talking about?
Because you're supposed to be my staunchest allies, immediately siding against
me. But dude, I'm not a sycophant, dude. You can't have a sycophant. And
so you think it was right what Chris did, the way he acted?
To wake up early and go to the grocery store?
No, no. Well, all right, so literally the night before, where it was like, all right, literally, let's all wait and put together a list so we don't have to send a bunch of people out to the store at once. Then it was every single person going to the store every single day.
That's a problem.
Stealing cars. It was mayhem, dude. I was furious.
I wasn't stealing any cars.
I also woke up to Chris fucking that day as well, so I was also very unhappy about that.
Well, that upset me too.
Walk me through that. What were you hearing?
His room was above mine.
Dude, this bed.
So I woke up to a creaky bed, and it was lovers, dude. It was a lover. I mean, they immediately escaped together. It was a honeymoon. I paid for their honeymoon, is what happened. Dude. I rented a house for them to have a date. I'd walk out to the hot tub full. They're on top of each other kissing. I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I'm going back inside. I paid for your honeymoon. Just admit that.
Total misrepresentation. What?
First, dude, South Carolina, wonderful. Loved you. Yeah, couldn't South get enough Carolina of Connie. One. Immediately, Bay gets in the picture and bye-bye, Chris.
No, I loved trying to be involved.
And then Bay came around and he tried to act like he wasn't.
I was still a piece of shit. No, I was still getting hammered and drinking myself under the table.
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't do that. What?
What, huh?
I was being a piece
of shit.
Come
on, man, what?
Come on, man. Let him get his act together, dude. Let him have love.
No, look, I'm all for him getting his act together. I want it, but I don't want it to be fake, dude. And I could see right through his charade.
Dude, I was being a good friend the whole way. I was trying.
They were outside. I knew forces.
Huh?
Yeah,
there were outside stressors. There was a lot of stress.
There was
the whole group came together. The group came together. Week one, rough. Week two, by the end of it, everybody was united.
We had a nice boat ride. That boat ride was unbelievable.
Magical.
Damn, reminds me. What was that movie with the Bird Box or whatever? O'Connor's like Machine Gun Kelly, dude. He just got a girl. They had sex in the laundry room and then left.
Oh, yeah.
When they have sex in the laundry room, and they steal the car and take off.
Yeah, dude, it was that. O'Connor's machine gun.
That's not even you're MGK.
That's not even close. That's not even close.
It was a hot tub instead of a car.
What'd you get when you came back with a grocery?
You commandeered that tub, dude.
I barely hung out in that tub.
Was any sort of sex had in the tub? Any sexual
performance? We had sex once in the tub, and I did not initiate it.
Wait, underwater?
How often
did you guys fuck on that boat, too, you fucking sleazeballs?
Not once.
How?
Because, dude, I was just
take it out of the lake and lay down.
Believe me, if I was out of the lake, I was just enjoying some time not under your gaze. You guys not having you breathing down my neck.
Did you guys at least mutually masturbate in the boat?
Dude, it was a total nightmare scenario. And literally that first morning, for some reason, I didn't even think about the fact that it was like dangerous to go to the grocery store. And like,
it wasn't really.
I was just like, oh, we'll just go again. I was like, yeah, she wants to fucking go. It's 11:30. I haven't heard from Shane.
It was Bay's wishes. Again. He immediately followed Bay.
Yeah.
There's no backbone here. This is Bay's wish. It was Bay trip. I paid for Bay trip.
Where did the Bay go? How'd you
make sure to say that? Go Bay beforehand? What?
You know Bay beforehand, or did you guys just meet like a marriage? Shane just arranged a marriage?
I just remembered you spazzing during cards.
Yeah. Dude, I freaked out at cards.
You finally broke and just spazzed in the middle of Rummy.
I freaked out. You know, honestly, I was justified in that freak out.
You've been justified this whole time, right?
That rule. What? No.
What was the freak out? What happened?
No. I was just.
Dude, you guys were on the real world. No cams, yeah. Dude.
I was acting like a fucking 8-year-old.
He was throwing cards after every hand.
I threw it like, once. That was the spell.
At least twice. Because the second time I was like, dude, stop throwing the fucking cards. And you were like, fucking relax. I was like, all right. I'm pretty fucking relaxed. Tell us how it went.
That was the second time.
I apologize. I want to go on the record. I apologize the way I this acted and the way I treated you for 3 weeks, the way I treated you. I'm sorry.
this is brutal. See how he just shoves into your face. And now you have to have a thing where it's like, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry, man.
No. See, it's brutal.
How'd you guys
come back? Is this why you've been in lockdown?
What? Oh, this is part of it. This is part of it. This is part of it. Just like, dude, there's no worse situation than having an angry Shane
and a girl that you can't pay attention to. Hold on one second. I have a
– God damn.
We back, baby. We are. My bad. My bae was running the blender. It was loud as F.
Yeah, but it's strange because, Okani, we had such a good – there was just one of the 3 weeks were bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
South Carolina was great. Now, also, keep in mind, I was politicking hard. I was the mediator because I wasn't the only one who disliked the new Okani.
Oh, who else? Right. Who else was upset by it?
It only leaves like two everybody. People. It leaves two people.
They were in their bedroom. They were in their bedroom a lot. They were like the whole time. What was I? I don't understand what I was doing.
No, it was just you were happy, so everyone hated you.
Yeah. It was exhausting. It was exhausting. And then, like, we had a good week, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to get to be alone. I'm so excited. Oh. And then she took shotgun. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, look. You're gonna need to sit in the back. And she was like, I will literally throw up if I have to sit in the back seat. And I was like,
yeah, that's a thing, dude.
I moved her seat all the way up so her knees were literally touching the airbag.
My knee was still touching her seat, and I was fucking jamming her. Dude. I was jamming her early,
which I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
Was throwing up like I'll throw up if I sit in the back because I don't want to sit in the back or like I feel nauseous?
Because she'll get like motion sickness.
That's so good.
She handled that bow pretty well.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have put her to the test. You should have put her to the test and be like, throw it up.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
I mean, yeah.
We'll switch.
Oh, my God.
It is literally like – That's what the struggle with the first week was. It's just like, who do I choose to have just furious at me? And then this bed. and then it's like, I can't even fuck without this bed screaming through the household. It wasn't even like I'm doing anything cool.
It's just dude.
Literally like, if you rolled over in this bed, it was like, oh, fucking brutal. It felt like, I don't know, it felt like I was in some fucking, I don't know, like Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind, or you're in some like weird alternate universe where it's just like everything I do is as loud as possible.
Damn, I can't believe that lake house trip broke you, dude.
Oh, it's fucked me up. How the fuck
work
me
on
up? What happened? How did it fuck you up?
It wasn't this bad.
It was so stressful.
It must have been very stressful for you.
It was so stressful.
Yeah. Oh, because you were dealing.
Well, because it's like, here's this person that I like. It was one of those things where like I 3 days into that trip, I was like, how if I felt like I don't know how did I calculate this so poorly. Because I knew going into, I was like,
you're telling
I was
me.
Like, this,
We like, fucking miscalculated that one. Bad.
I was like, well, yeah. You know, I for some reason, I was like, no. This ordinarily, I would never do something like that. But I was like, well, I don't know. This could work in this situation. I was like, this might be able to work.
This was, and it, Matt, this was a brand new. What did this is a... This is a brand new relate. He's known her for like a month, and then they lived together for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, that's wild.
I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Now, add to that, I was trying my best to make him spaz for no reason.
That's a nightmare, dude.
Like, I'd be edging him as hard as I could to get, like, during Rummy, when he spazzed the whole time, I was like, well, I'm winning. This is the first time I played it, too. I understand the rules.
Yeah.
Like, I was winning.
Shane was also, yeah. Shane was also
trying to destroy your relationship.
Well, yeah. He was also slipping into like genuine hate.
Like, oh, yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. I had seen the worm had turned or whatever the fucking expression is. Like, I had seen.
What if he invited you in for a devil's tea? Oh, I shouldn't joke like that. It's your girlfriend.
Don't even make satanic jokes, man.
So that's a purely satanic joke, you know?
Yeah, there was. Oh, man.
I was laying out my theory last night on the Patreon of satanic self-confidence, dude. That was my whole thing I was talking about.
What's satanic self-confidence?
Self-confidence at only the behest of others.
What
dude.
Is this? What are we doing?
Illuminati stuff. Illuminati stuff, dude.
Don't worry. When you hit top 20 on Patreon, you join the Illuminati. We're Illuminati now.
Damn, you guys have hit top 20.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
except I checked all the – we don't have our money out, our numbers, and I looked at the other people's numbers, and they buttfuck us because they charge more for their Patreon. We're true patriots that charge $1.
True that.
Damn.
True that.
But you're missing out the point, Chris, that I did forgive you and welcome you back into the fold, and I allowed you to, despite your immense shortcomings, I let you back in, and I rallied the other half of the house to stop being fucking sourpusses as well.
Question, fair question. Did you have any hand in poisoning the other half of the house against O'Connor?
No, I truly, start to finish, was trying to like be like, hey, everybody, let's all get along. Within that, yes.
Why did the Beezer and Kyla? Why were they upset about the con man, dude? In love.
Well, it does suck to see O'Connor in love. It does suck. I'll admit that. Well, trust me, it's tough to explain. It's very annoying to be around. All right, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want a happy O'Connor. He's useless to me.
Oh my God, the word, dude, get off me, Satan, dude. The words of Satan himself.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
Damn. I'm safe and sound. I'm safe and sound here in Philadelphia.
For a little bit longer, bud. And then guess who's coming back?
Oh my God.
Connor, what's up? It is Bay. Are you still with Bay right now? What's the deal?
No, she went home.
Where'd she go?
She went back
to her place. She stayed at his house, I think, for another week.
Yeah.
And after I was the lake, like, dude.
It was great. She's like cool, but I was like, I need, it's the weirdest thing to just be like, I like you. This is good. I need you to go away and not talk to me for like a week.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's a lot. If you just like, known each other and basically lived, you gave her the experience, dude.
You gave her the contact. She had the contact experience.
Yeah.
She had a boyfriend. Oh, man. Do you guys still talk or what's the deal?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Which is crazy.
Why is it
crazy that that's even happening? Well, I mean, again, just I was a lunatic on that trip.
It is so fucking hot up on this deck.
Yeah, what's the temperature down there?
It is so hot. Have you been ripping any contact episodes?
Yeah, I'm putting them out. I put out like a new one and a Patreon recently.
Oh, nice.
Patreon. Yeah.
You're making an honest go of it.
Do you want me to help you with that?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to make honest.
You're sorry for the way you handled yourself in the lake. I'll see if I can't get you a couple hundred bucks a month.
Dude, this will be like the fourth time I like got on a knee and apologized for being a total fucking spaz at the lake.
Shane can pull a spaz. I'm pretty even keeled, and he's pulled a couple. He can definitely genie a spaz out of the
best. Oh my God.
Deacon, it's a gift, man. It really is.
Thank you, Matt. God. Now that's solidarity.
I'm dude, I just call it how it is, bro. That's a gift, bro. Your ability to make people spaz. I would love, again, if we get some dude on, like, you know, just some random dude, like a high profile dude. If we could have a podcast of you getting celebrities to break down and spaz, that might be, I would be the happiest person in the world.
I feel bad about it. Well, here's the thing, dude. It's like,
cause you can
it's like
do
a
it.
Green mile. It's like a green mile. It takes a lot out of me. Like, I take a lot of the pain, man. It's really exhausting. I can't stop doing it.
It's unreal when you watch it going. It's just like, holy fuck, this guy's about to fucking break.
Well, dude, that's baked into the spaz.
Ocani's.
It's like, what is this guy doing to me? Why Ocani's is he doing
got
this?
Two. He's got Why two spazzes. Ocani has literally two of my best spazzes. I think the lake card throwing incident is one of my better spazzes.
Dude, that was also that was a perfect storm.
Oh, I know, dude. I saw
that
the storm.
That was a perfect
bro.
Storm. That was a perfect then, storm. That was
the best part about that spaz was while he spazzed, he screamed at me to relax. He was telling me I was spazzing.
No. That was after I went down and read short stories to calm down. What stories?
Yeah, then he went and read like James Joyce.
I was like, dude, I was totally out of control, and I was like, I need to go read some stories just to like think about something else.
Where was Bay when you read these stories?
She was playing
up with old Shane.
Yeah, she was
She was fighting the fight, or was she? What was going
no,
on?
No, she was on my side. She was very disappointed in Chris.
Well, this is the perfect storm I'm talking about.
First of all, girls love that when you spaz and they come back in. You're just like, you don't understand.
Chris, I actually miss you, dude.
The headlines versus the facts on the ground are just couldn't be more far apart.
Whatever.
Can I? There's a theory.
I miss you too, man.
I actually miss you. Who calls who? Who makes the phone calls?
You call me, but I you're also a phone call.
He doesn't
person.
Call me.
I haven't texted or called some. I think I talked to Gerben for an hour the other day.
How's Gerbs doing?
He's doing good. Hell he's yeah. like, hold up. He's like researching. He's like doing all the things he wants
Shane,
to do.
Shane's a very active friend.
Shane's good. He's good. He's a good
kid. Yeah, I check in on my close pals.
I've just been, radio silence. Well,
I thought it was like, I always thought until like 2 years ago that if I called a dude, they would think I was gay for wanting to talk to them and be like, dude, shut up. I would call people like, I'm sorry for calling you, but like, here's a specific thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I thought they'd be like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's not my whole
thing. But it's nice. No, I think it's nice to be able to just call people and chat.
Yeah,
I'll
call Matt to tell him what I'm being gay about.
That's swag.
It helps. Like if I'm being a girl brain about something, I let him know. True. And then I'm always like, I shouldn't be telling anybody this. This sucks. And he's like, no, it's good to get it out.
It is.
I give him the girl brain thoughts.
Dude, we all have them.
That's nice to have that.
Chris, I'm sorry that I put you into a recluse state. I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just you. It was a combination of factors.
It was a combination of other people's fault, too. Right? Yeah, there you go.
No, that is good.
It's like, yeah. Glad you I always take it easy on myself.
I don't like recluse Chris. I don't like it. I need you out. I need you out.
I always let myself off the hook. No.
I need you out. Scary. When I get back to Philly, dude, you're scurrying.
Now I'm channeling. I'm just channeling nothing but good vibes.
I take it you don't want to get another lake house, right?
I don't think so. I need to like genuinely be productive. I need to establish a new life for myself, you know?
That's how you do it.
That's
how you do it.
I gotta start from square one.
What you going to? What's your new program?
Nothing.
Right?
There's nothing. There's fucking nothing.
Dailyo contacts. Need that.
I don't know about Dailyo contacts, but I'll try. I'm trying to put them out.
All right. So you can't do a podcast at a lake house?
No, I can do a podcast.
You don't think I would encourage that and help it flourish?
Yeah. But I also need to be in like a schedule. You know.
How are you going to do it?
While you're in a recluse in that upstairs, what are you doing in there? I know how you get in there. That's
No, no cigarettes. Haven't been smoking. No cigarettes. Has my throat all froggy. No, I haven't. I haven't been smoking. I quit cigarettes. I've been trying to like actually like sit down and like write things during the day. Trying to organize some thoughts. I've been like reading, like watching stuff. My sleep cycle's still like fucked. I have like a hard time like getting into like a rhythm. But
yeah, I've had a genuinely tough time sleeping here.
Yeah, I mean, like used to getting that adrenaline, that nighttime stand up adrenaline boost. So your body's wired to just be like bing up at like, you know, 11, 12, 1 a.m. It takes a while for your body to readjust. And the time difference too.
Yeah, the time difference out here really fucked me up for sure.
Dude,
Chris, you don't want to go to another lake house, dude? I'm thinking about getting one in May.
Where?
See, he's back, hooked him again. Oh, we got him again. Where?
Someone has to do a Lake Placid Photoshop where just Shane in the water sharking on Ocani.
Ocani, I need you because you're the only one that can drive a fucking boat. All right?
You could drive a boat. You drove a boat. Barely. How easy it was. Where are you thinking?
I like that fucking lake in Virginia.
Yeah, just go back there.
It's a good lake.
It's not far. It is good.
Soder wants in, but Soder I think would bring Bay. So then we're talking about a Bay trip, and I don't know if I want a Bay trip or just
I can't. The fellas. I can't do another one of that. I can't do
it. Yeah, no Bay trip.
No girls.
Just
allowed.
The dogs, dude. You, me, Woodman. Who else would?
Well, he could probably bring Bay.
Woodman?
No, I mean Soder. Would that be, you think that would be a problem?
Anyway, we should probably podcast instead of
planning a vacation.
Planning a sick ass trip. I just wanted to see if I could get Chris to admit he does want to come to the lake with me again.
What?
We're still friends.
I always want to go on a trip. We are still friends.
What's the new program, O'Connor? You're writing stuff down.
What are you giving me those eyes for?
I just hate that it's getting dark in there. It's getting fucking, it's just, it seems like it's,
I got lights on.
You're worried about him. You're worried about
him. I am worried about him.
Should I turn on that?
Look at how much our backgrounds reflect exactly who we are.
You're a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Mexican restaurant.
Oh. O'Connor thought my background was fake today. It does look.
I did. I thought it was like one of those like fake background. Stock backgrounds.
It does look fake.
Oh man, where are we at? This thing's dragging.
We're good. Yeah, we're good, man. We ripped. I just want to know how everybody's doing. What everyone, you know, plans to do. How are you guys going to enjoy the rest of your night?
I'm actually about to do fucking Legion of Skanks next.
Wicked.
So. And I think it'll be me, Doug, and Lewis drinking. So it'll be fun. It'll be very fun.
Yeah,
but tomorrow,
be really fun.
Tomorrow I'll be in Chris's room, sitting there talking about how I need a change.
You'll be in the third floor.
And then tomorrow. two days later, I'll be in a sunny lime green Mexican restaurant partying. There's only two sides to this life.
Those colors bring out the party animal. If I'm in bright colors like that, I just want to like party and be in the sun and drink and stuff, man. That is a
This place, like when he has,
huh?
I just imagine Chris painting his apartment yellow and then crying and then moping around.
Dude,
I got to write something. I wish I could write.
I've been just going.
What are you writing?
It's good for you.
I'm working. I'm working on an animation.
It doesn't seem like it's good for him. I know the animation. I remember the animation.
Why
it's coming together. I'm gonna make something.
Yeah, man needs a constant.
I'm excited about it.
At least
you
want to
talk about your new animated. You want to talk about your new animated series?
A boy and a penguin and a magician.
Sounds fucking awesome.
The first episode is so stupid and bad.
What happens? You know. Don't be afraid.
Trust us. This is how my writing's going. The first episode is this dude gets a potion, gets a, like a recipe through a Freedom of Information Act request to bring Jeffrey Epstein back to life.
Awesome.
To destroy the Clintons.
So, awesome.
Can't believe that's that, how good that is, dude.
That's the first episode of the cartoon.
I like
it. Wait, who's the boy gets the potion or no, the penguin?
The magician.
The magician's yeah. trying to and bring Epstein.
They're all back roommates. To life. They're all roommates, yeah.
The boy lives with the magician and Epstein?
Yeah, there's like a, it's like a dude. No, Epstein's not alive. They're going to bring Epstein back to life.
That's pretty good.
Sounds happens. Satanic. Yeah. Sounds I like satanic. I like it.
Dude,
can I do the voice of the penguin or what?
Oh, yeah, be please. The penguin.
Am I voicing the penguin or no?
Yeah, be the penguin.
Yeah, how have you not got into voice acting, Shane?
Because I got fired from SNL.
Yeah, but, you know, do a pseudonym and just get the money.
I was doing like, voice acting auditions, but then I, you know, it all happened at once. And since then, I've been blacklisted.
That's bullshit.
I can't audition for things.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not yet. It's I will. Coming. I'll be back, dude. Storm I'll be back. I'm going to go full fucking Illuminati. I will fully go Satan.
You will do what it takes. Great voice actor.
I know.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, the penguin. Are we going to
the two ways.
Are we going to get Epstein? Come on, Chris. This sack of shit cartoon?
That's not how I've written the character, but I like
it. Is he more like a, is he like a Brian? From is he like a partier penguin? Like he drinks, he's always holding like a martini.
No.
What's the penguin do?
He's just a regular guy.
Give him direction. Give Shane some direction.
Let me know what the penguin does.
I'll let you know. I gotta flesh it out.
True. True.
That's junk.
That's junk.
No, I'm happy for you. All right, I'll stop fucking with it. I feel bad. I genuinely feel bad. That's why. I was just looking at you like, oh, does Chris fucking actually hate me now? This sucks.
No. Wait, why? What, you think I hate you?
Yeah.
We're all losing it, dude. We're all slowly losing it.
No, man. I just got to retreat.
I'm gaining power.
Matt. I heard that.
I'm gaining mass and power right now. I heard that. I'm coming back to the city. I'm bringing swords with me, dude.
It's going to be a